And good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW. In Sitka, today is Friday, September 18th. I'm Emily Kwong, and on the phone with me is Victoria Lord. She is with Girl Scouts of Alaska, their Southern Southeast Member Services and Programs Specialist. How are you doing this morning, Victoria?
I'm doing really good. Good morning, Emily.
Where are you calling from?
I am actually in Ketchikan right now. That's my base for my office, and I have a territory that includes Girl Scouts in Sitka, the Sitka Service Unit.
And next week you will be in Sitka to lead the Women of Science and Technology Day that's being held on the 26th. So tell us all about that. That sounds fabulous. What is involved?
Well, Girl Scouts of Alaska has been coordinating this event for 23 years, and not necessarily in Sitka, but around the state and in Anchorage. And I've been working with Girl Scouts Alaska for 2 years, and so last year with the Sitka Service Unit, we did a Women in Trades Day around the same time at the university campus. And this year we're back to doing a Women in Science. So we've been rotating these events. But what they are, they're an opportunity for young girls to meet women that are successful and working in the STEM field. So this year's presenters in Sitka are from fisheries and marine biology, the healthcare fields, and environmental science. So we have the day is set up. The girls will show up to the event, and they rotate through three workshops. The morning sessions begin at 10 a.m. for girls kindergarten through third grade, and the afternoon sessions are a little longer, and they begin at 12:30, and they're for girls 4th through 8th grade. And it's just a one-day event, and it's open to all girls, not just Girl Scouts. And so we invite everyone to attend this event. There is a $6 fee, but that can be waived. There are financial aid forms that a parent may fill out. The girl needs to be registered, so registration will begin about 9:45 on Saturday morning, the 26th, and we'll be at the Yaw Arts Center this year on the Fine Arts campus. So,
this day, what prompted it?
Well, I think that what happened was many years ago, there are women working in these fields, and young girls, and I know from personal experience, it was never a priority that, oh, I could be a scientist, or I could work in anthropology, or, you know, I think that, but by meeting women that are successful and working in these fields, young girls see that there's a whole range of professional opportunities and educational opportunities for them to pursue in their lives, and that women are out there doing really interesting things and having very successful careers at the same time. So,
aside from the chance to meet some real life role models, will there be any hands on components to
yes.
the day?
So, what a workshop usually involves is the presenter will introduce themselves and just spend a few minutes talking about how they got involved in their particular field. And then there'll be a fun hands-on workshop, and there'll be things for them to take away from this event as well. And there'll be a fun patch. Girl Scouts has a lot about badges and earning patches, so everyone who participates will get a fun patch. And also, BP is one of the sponsors of this event, so they're collapsible water bottles will be handing out as well. So, and the girls will participate in hands-on events. So there'll be three in the morning that they'll rotate through, and then another three in the afternoon. And they'll be slightly different, obviously, for the older girls. And so that they'll be age-appropriate.
Speaking of those patches, you know, Girl Scouts has always been a place where young women could learn things. And I'm wondering when STEM, so that's science, technology, engineering, and math, vocational training, became a part of the Girl Scouts curriculum. Is that a new development within the past few years, or has there always been elements of those disciplines in Girl Scouts?
Well, I think there have always been elements, but they've become more defined in the last few years, probably the last 10 to 15 years, when, every woman astronaut was a Girl Scout.
Really? Every woman astronaut?
Has been a Girl Scout, yes. Well, I think Girl Scouts, we're about developing young women as our community leaders and future leaders, and it's all about growing yourself as a person, as well as looking at how you fit into the places you live, and starting with community, branching out to the world. And so many of the activities are geared towards learning how to be a part of your world and your community. I mean, Juliet Lowe, our founder, she said girls have potential too, and they can be outdoors camping and hiking. And if you see some of those pictures from the early days, it's very interesting. So I think she always saw women as, and young girls developing into women, that are productive members of society. And that's what we encourage.
Victoria, I was wondering, can you also give us a little preview of some upcoming programs or what's new at Girl Scouts of Alaska, things that you're excited about?
You know, our camps have been fairly popular, but I think we're looking at how the camps can be more relevant to each community. We do a day camp in Sitka. There was one this summer, and we're looking how also their travel opportunities. And there are Girl Scout chalets all over the world that Girl Scouts can travel and visit and meet other Girl Scouts from other countries, or Girl Guides, as they're called, in some other places. So there's a lot of opportunity there. In Sitka, we'll be having a registration event on Thursday, September 24th, so that's next week. And that will be at Batchley Middle School from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're doing that in coordination with the Boy Scouts. So the Boy Scouts will be in the Commons Room, and we'll be in the Multipurpose Room, and I'll be with Rose McIntyre, the service unit leader in Sitka. And so we'll be there to explain more about the programs and the journeys. Girl Scouts, if a girl doesn't want to participate in a troop, there are lots of other ways to participate in Girl Scout. The Women of Science and Technology,
yes.
They may be a girl only does the special events or does camp or participates in a troop or is off on her own pathways.
Victoria, how can folks reach you if they have any questions?
Well, they can reach me by phone. I have a Ketchikan-based cell phone, 907-617-2160. Or they may email me at vlord@girlscoutsalaska.org. And lots of information is available on the Girl Scouts of Alaska website, which is girlscoutsofalaska.org. So visit the website. Check it out.
Well, we look forward to your arrival in Sitka and bringing the Women of Science and Technology Day here. So that's taking place again, as Victoria said, Saturday, September 26th at the Yaw Arts Center on the Sitka Fine Arts Campus. Non-Girl Scouts are welcome. And to register, it begins at 9:30. The cost is $6, though financial assistance is available. Victoria, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Emily. I appreciate the time.
Victoria Lord is with Girl Scouts of Alaska.